चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो। I am very glad that and since long I wanted to fulfill the order of my Shiksha Guru Om Vishnu Pashishun Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. When he was coming to European countries, especially to America, he requested so much to come with him. But at that time I could not come, because I was engaged in the service of my holy master, divine master, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Parshishan Bhakti Pragyan Keshavaswami Maharaj, who was also the sannyas renounce order he has given to Swamiji. They were very bosom friends from beginning. My Guru Maharaj came to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur in 1916, and perhaps Swamiji came in 1922, perhaps, or like this. You remember that day? They were both friends from beginning. Devastos stayed in Allahabad, my Gurudev, in the home of Swamiji there. So I know him from very beginning, since 1946 or 1947, in the beginning of 1947. I remember the days when he took sannyas in Mathura, and I was like a priest. I managed everything there. I also sent all his books, Mridanga, Karthal, and everything what he ordered me. Now I am remembering 22nd Avenue, New York. There I sent everything, and from here he wrote me so many letters. He also wrote me that I have now established ISKCON, and we are starting from here to all places. He also wrote me that I am going to from here to East Coast.
West Coast.
San Francisco, he also. Time to time he ordered me to send devotees and duties of Gaur Nityananda Guru Radha Krishna. He also told me that you should send 10 kilos of, at least 10 kilos of Mathura, famous sweet Peda. I think at that time he was not there to test this remnants. So I think that when I met with him in 1946, at that time no school, no any one of these school. Even I think that they have not taken birth at that time, so many. The relation is from that time and so much. So Bhagavan,
fortunate
to serve him, to carry his orders. Also, I'm so fortunate that there were so many his god brothers, more qualified than me, so many. And there were so many learned and scholar, GVC leaders also. But he especially called me and told me that you should give my samadhi with your own hand, because you are so much qualified in our Vedic culture. You know everything. Now I'm so much satisfied that you have come. You should also manage my separation
festival.
And also you should try to, you should help my these boys which I have brought from there. I then requested him that I want to tell something to your disciples. And he at once called all his senior GVCs and devotees. I told that you should not think that he is dead. He will never die. So I think that Swamiji has brought it this world, and he has descended to this world with some message. So after his going to Golok Vrindavan to serve his divine couple Sri Radha and Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, you should not fight among yourselves. You should try to develop in whole world his mission, being together. I think that after going any holy master, disciples quarrel among them, who will be Acharya? I will be Acharya. I will control everything. So a dispute arises there. I request you not to quarrel among yourself. Try to give honor everyone. Those who are Kanishta, Madhyam, those who are not initiated even, you should know that they are chanting, so they should be considered as the family of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are all family. When I came here, I saw a slok of Gita here. Jo mam pashyati sarvatra, sarvanchamai pashyati, tasyaham na pranasyami, sacha na me na pranasyami. I become so glad to see this. Also, this was the message of Swamiji. But sometimes we don't care and don't follow this slope. If Krishna is everywhere and we are all the living entities in Krishna, then nothing to control, nothing to do anything. We should, we must honor all. Like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been told that we should honor all, knowing this that Krishna is everywhere. Jani Krishna Adhishthan. Jive Samman Dive Jani Krishna Adhishthan. In all living entity, Krishna is there. Sachinandan Gaurhari Nityananda Prabhu is there. So we should try. We must honor all. Those who are doing bhajan are not doing bhajan. Those who see in hawks like same Atma,
soul,
and Krishna, hawks in the devotees, in Kansa, Raman and all, like Narada. He is Uttam Adhikari Mahabhagavat, like Sukadeva Goswami Narada. We cannot be like them. But yet still, we should try to honor. Even an ant, even an praise creepers everyone. This was the mission of Shri. No, not to struggle, to control, to do anything. Be humble. So if you are doing so, then whole world will be like friends. And that is why Swamiji came here, where all were engaged in wealth, women and wine. All were engaged in lust and everything, quarreling. They also used to give some bottle of wine to Swamiji also. I know here this is the place. They wanted to give cigarette to him. And first when I went also there, and we have parikrama there, where he used to see in that park, what park?
Tompkins Square.
Where hippie used to join him with their instruments, and dance and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
And that is why joining him, they become happy. Become repeated. So he, I know that when he used to walk in the park or everywhere, anywhere, he used to tell in the morning, good morning, good women, good morning to everyone. By his sweet behavior and sweet, very ordinary and simple teachings, he conquered the hearts of all. And though I know also that who were in opposite to ISKCON leaders, they used to tell him that, oh, your Gurudev is so bona fide, so honored, so
generous.
But you are not so. I heard here.
Yes.
So, by this sweet behavior, he conquered everything. This is ESKCON, Krishna consciousness, really. And if you are not following him, we are not real ESKCON. Real ESKCON is Narada, near ESKCON is Vyasadeva. Real ISKCONs is Sukadeva Goswami, their descendants, all are bona fide, disciplic acharyas. Rupa Raghunath, Swarupa Damodar Raya Ramanand, after that Narottam Thakur, Srinivas Yamanand, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, up to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada himself, and after that our Guruji, the Swamiji, they are strong. At first it was known as Vishwa Vaishnava. Now he got same white in new colored bottles. Not anything new. Swamiji has not brought anything new. Our acharyas had not bring anything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought. What he brought? At first it was only bhakti. Paramanu, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbaditya were following that bhakti. Before that, Prahlad Maharaj, Chitraketu Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, before that Narad, Brahma, all were practicing bhakti yoga, but not bhakti rush. There is far difference between bhakti rush and bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought anarpita charim chirat karmaya avatirna kalo samarpayitum munnatojvala rasam svabhakti shriyam harihapurvat sundar dut kadamba sandhita sadharidaya kandare sthuratame sachinandana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Brahma one day, only 550 years before, he descended from Guru Vrindavan, Shvet Deep, and brought a new message. Not quite new, but in Brahmadi, new. That he wanted to give all entities, living jivas. What thing? Unnata Ujjala Rasan Svabhakti. Unnata Ujjala Rasan. What is? Gopi know that Unnata Ujjala Rasan. Mali Gopi is more. Not of Satyabhama Rukmini. Not of Sita Devi. Not of Lakshmi Devi. Not the mood of Jasoda Devi, Nanda Maharaj, not the mood of Shubal Sakha, even only they go the modes of Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Champaklata, and Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, all. Chandra Vri also. That love affection is called Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. Krishna even has not that mode, and he wanted to borrow that mode from Srimati Mati Radhika to test himself. Without these modes of Radhika, Krishna cannot test his mode. Krishna is so beautiful, but Srimati Radhika is more beautiful. Krishna is so sweet, but Srimati Radhika is more sweet. Krishna is so much fragrant, Srimati Radhika is more and more. Krishna is so merciful, but Radhika is most that thing. So in every way. But Krishna saw that why it is becoming opposite. I know that Radhika is my prem guru. But anything in myself is so prominent that Srimati Radhika sees me and becomes mad. What is that? How? Then I know that something is in me that is makes all the gopis, all Lalita Vishakha and more to Srimati Radhika, they become mad. And that is the thing, Mahabhava. Not in Krishna. Krishna prem is divided to all. To her mother, all the divorces, lakhs and innumerable. But Srimati Radhika prem, or Gopi's prem, is still whole and they can give to Krishna. But Krishna cannot give. He cannot give. Forget any devotee. whether in Dwarka, where in Hastinapur, where in Vrindavan, where in Navadvip, where in this place, he cannot give up any devotees. So Krishna, love and affection is divided into so many parts, but gopis not. Any of the gopis, whole. So Krishna wanted to take, wanted to borrow the mood. What that mood was? Unnata ujjvala rasabhav. They have no connection with their husband, no children letter, nothing. They have no married with Krishna, even. But their love and affection to Krishna was so high. So he took the heart, that mode of Srimati Radhika, Mahabhav, Unnat Ujjal Bhav, Parkiya Bhav. Especially Rood Adhirood, Madan Modan, and all things which Krishna cannot imagine that they are in me. And he borrowed and he became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sachinandan. The mercy, combined mercy of Radha and Krishna both came in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he wanted to test this mode and to sprinkle something. Swabhakti Sriyam Unnata Ujjvala Ras is of Srimati Radhika. Swabhakti means, Swa means himself, Krishna Swa, and Bhakti, Srimati Radhika. How? The topmost bhakti is called Mahabhav. And Mahabhav Sarupa is Radhika Thakurani. So Radhika, Srimati Radhika is Swabhakti. And then Sriyam. What is the meaning of the Sriyam? Sriyam means
beauty.
The beauty of that affection of Srimati Radhika. What is the mood of Manjaris? How Rukmanjari, Rati Manjari, and all are serving Krishna. So he wanted to sprinkle this thing in conditional souls. Because they are Nitya Siddha, jivas are there, they are already there, possess all these things. And by Swarup, we are also like this. But he gave it. Vishuddha Sattva coming from Golok Vrindavan, from their associates. This was most important thing. I know that Swamiji in the disciplic order has come only to give this also to jivas. Through Harinam Sankirtana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. If you are not having so much qualified bhakti, pure bhakti, we cannot glorify Swamiji. We cannot know that who he was, how he came to this world, to what be. Then it is all. He has given me so much wealth. Oh, he's so glorious. He has made so many temples in the whole world, preached in very shortly everywhere. All are telling Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And after some time they may give up Jivishi also. Some may come. If anyone touches the glory of Swamiji, he will surely go to Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan Dham or Navadvip Dham. Maya cannot touch them. So this is the glory of Swamiji. Who Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kamayam Dati. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has fulfilled the mode of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in their line, all are bona fide disciplic acharya, like रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी, जीव गोस्वामी, कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी, अब तो श्रील भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर, श्रील प्रभुपाद, श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर एंड अप टू स्वामी जी धर्मी संवाद पर देश के नॉट ओनली भक्ति, नॉट ओनली हरिनाम दिनाम, नॉट मिक्सिंग विथ प्रेम कृष्ण और एनी कलयुग अवतार कैन गिव इट. अद्वैताचार्य प्रभु महाविष्णु कैन गिव इट एंड ही कैन टर्न द युगास. दे हैव पावर टू डू बट दे कैन नॉट गिव दिस थिंग प्रेम एंड नेम फुल ऑफ दिस प्रेम्स. व्हाट दिस प्रेम? सख्य भाव, वात्सल्य भाव एंड मधुर भाव. They cannot bestow this mood of gopis to anyone. So Advaita Acharya gave him Tulasi and Ganga Jal and he prayed and he at once gave up his throne and came to descended to this earth. So we should try to fulfill the orders and teachings of Srila Swami Ji Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Ji Maharaj. And if we are fulfilling his mission, then we are really disciples. And we are qualified to give Pushpanjali in his lotus feet, otherwise no. Those who have envy, those who have anger, those who have duplicity or
hypocrisy,
anger, lust and party feelings, they cannot touch even the teachings or put the feet of Swamiji. We should try to be so generous to bring all in his laps, unto his lotus feet. This is the thing by which he can be pleased. I want to tell one shloka here that he has written the meaning and purport of that shloka. And that is the main teaching of Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, main teaching of Srila Rupa Goswami and our disciplic order. Tannam Rupa Charitadi Sukrittananu Kramena Rasana Manasi Niyojya Tishthan Braje Tadanugami Jananuragi कालम नएद अखिलामी इत्युपदेश शास्त्र तन्नाम रूप चरितादि. We can read the meaning and purport. तन्नाम रूप सेवेंथ वर्स. First meaning, no chasma.
The holy name, character, pastimes,
and all are hearing.
Activities of Krishna are all transcendentally sweet like sugar candy. Although the tongue of one afflicted by the jaundice of avidya ignorance. The essence of all advice is that one should utilize one's full time 24 hours a day in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastimes, thereby gradually engaging one's tongue and mind. In this way, one should reside in Vraja, Goloka Vrindavan Dham, and serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees. One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees, who are deeply attached to his devotional service. Purport. Since the mind may be one's enemy or one's friend, one has to train the mind to become his friend. The Krishna consciousness movement is especially meant for training the mind to be always engaged in Krishna's business.
And what is the meaning of this line?
The meaning of this line is that the Sri Rupa Goswami says that the essence of sadhana, or the practice of Krishna consciousness, is to always think of Krishna and never to forget him. And this is the meaning of the Krishna consciousness.
For 20 hours. 24 hours.
24 hours.
And he has no time to criticize, no time to think about worldly things, nothing to struggle, nothing to manage. If he is in this, like Haridas Thakur and Sarvatam Uttarai Ramananda, like Rupa Goswami, He Radhe Vrajadevike Chalavite, He Nanda Suna Kuta, Sri Govardhan Kampapada Patale, Kalindi Vane, Goshantavit Sarvatau Sedai Mahabivalau, Vande Prabhu Jivau Sri Ji. Like this, then he will never have any time to do anything. His mind is controlled at once. His mind is not free that day. He has to work so hard day and night. So he will not think anything. Living Krishna katha, Krishna chanting Krishna. What he will chant? He will chant. Agataman jasoda nandano nandasu. Kamalanayana gopi chandra binda banandra. Pranatakarma Krishna Vityaneka Swarupe Tvaima Marichi Urchai Varadhatana Radha Krishna. Hey Krishna, but he is not satisfied by telling Krishna. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho, even he is not satisfied. Karuna Sindho, Deena Bandho. Deena Bandho means?
Friends of the poor.
Friends of the poor. Deena Bandho. Then? Jagat Pathe, like Jagannath, but he is not still satisfied. Then he shall go Pesha, even not satisfied. Something
less.
Lacking. Then he is telling Go Pesha, Gopika Kanta. He became so
satisfied,
but even not so satisfied. Then Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta. Radha Raman, Radha Govinda, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Shyam Sundar, Radha Rashtriyari. Radha Madhav, these names are. So we should chant this. Who will chant? We will have the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rupa and Sanatan always and not permitting his mind to do anything, giving up all these things. Nothing to manage, nothing to control in this world, nothing, nothing. Like Swamiji, he should try to take his teachings. Go on.
The mind contains hundreds and thousands of impressions, not only of this life, but also of many, many lives of the past.
You should try to deeply go through these things. These are the sum and substance of whole Vedas, Upanishad, also Srimad, Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. But we don't try to go deep, only sometimes shop and something and in basket. Yeah, tokari.
Basket.
We should try to go and try to follow and practice all these things.
These impressions sometimes come in contact with one another and produce contradictory pictures. In this way, the mind's function can become dangerous for a conditioned soul. Students of psychology are aware of the mind's various psychological changes. In Bhagavad Gita 8.6, it is said, Yam yam vapi smaram bhavam, jajatyam te kalevaram, tam tame vaiti konteya sudha tad bhava bhavataha.
Very good, Lord. Explain and perfect in Gita. Yes, so try to see those who are dying. They are thinking anything like Bharat and they become tear. So if we will chant always Krishna name and I will think about Krishna and Vrindavan and gopis and gopis, Subal, Siddham, Sakha, all. Smaranam Krishna and also Smaranam to his
associates
like Subal Siddham Madhumangal or Nanda Yashoda or like gopis. all this. Then why you will not be like that? Gopi, only by remembering that
deer,
he became deer. Then why we will not be? Surely it will be. And this is called Ashtakangi Yoga. But we don't know all these things, and we think that we are, oh, uttam, uttam, mahottam, Vaishnav. We should try to know that we are nothing, nothing. Even not if we have reached on the platform of Vaishnav. I'm telling for myself, not for others. So we should know that even we are not having nishtha, like Haridas Thakur, we have so many fears, so much fear for dangers and all this. Haridas Thakur told that if I will be cut it into lakhs and lakhs pieces, I cannot give up Harinam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And he did, and he was given 22 marketplaces, and he was like today, but even chanting from his bones, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then they prayed that you should die. Oh yes, I should die. Then he took samadhi and they fell in Ganges and he returned more powerful. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Oh, then he declared this is, yeah, he is
Jindapir.
Jindapir, meaning like a goddess. So this is called nishtha. Even nishtha, we have not that nishtha. We go to near cities, we go to some other fire, learn something. I know that if anyone learns Swamiji books, he will have not to go in universities, colleges, everywhere. In his college, everything is there. But I think those who have no faith in his teachings and something more they want to gain, then they have not touched the teachings of Swamiji. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told that Vijayate Sri Krishna Shankartyanam, and he also told Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Harir Nami. We know that Krishna Prem is Prayojan. Gopi Prem, Mathur Birah Prem is Prayojan. We know in your cities, in degrees, colleges, they cannot give this because they are opposite to that thing. They are atheist and all these things. We cannot have in Mayavadi associations. We cannot have in Prakashananda Saraswati's or Sarvam Bhattacharya. They cannot give. When they came in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then they can give. Otherwise, no. So we need not nothing. Guru told me, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told me, Guru gave me what thing? He gave me only one slok. Hare Nam, Hare Nam. You are so foolish. You are not learned.
You have no qualification
for Vedanta. So you should remember this sloka and chant this name. And he gave one mantra, Gopal. You should remember all these things. So I am remembering, and sometimes I become mad, sometimes I become to laugh, sometimes rolling down to earth. This is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should faith that name can give you everything, but association is needed. So Swamiji has come to give these things. He will write all these things.
So now the translation of the verse. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. End quote. At the time of death, the mind and intelligence of a living entity create the subtle form of a certain type of body for the next life. The mind suddenly thinks of something not very congenial. One has to take a corresponding birth in the next life. On the other hand, if one can think of Krishna at the time of death, it can be transferred to the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan.
This is so important. We never read these things. We have overlooked all these things. So we should try to go deep.
This process of transmigration is very subtle.
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 It means Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami advises devotees to train their minds in order that they will be unable to remember anything other than Krishna. Similarly, the tongue should be trained to speak only Krishna and taste only Krishna prasad. Srila Rupa Goswami further advises Tishtan Raja. One should live in Vrindavan or any part of Rajabhumi. Rajabhumi, or the land of Vrindavan, is supposed to be 84 kroshas in area. One krosha equals 2 square miles. When one makes Vrindavan his residence, he should take shelter of an advanced devotee there.
And this is also so important. Only doing chanting will not do anything if any association more superior than myself. Myself means devotees will think. More superior. And they will be in that environment, in their guidance. And chant, remember, then it will be bona fide. Otherwise, if you are not there in bona fide Vaishnava association, we can be Mayabadi, salvation can come to me. We can be happy in this world, making merry and all these things. We have so many big buildings here. Even Swarga we can have, but not that Brajabhumi. We can also have Vaikuntha, 4 kinds of salvation there. But not, we cannot go in Braja. We cannot go in Navadvip Shvet Deepa. So he's right.
In this way, one should always think of Krishna in his pastimes. This is further elucidated in Srila Rupa Goswami, by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 1-294. Krishnam smaran janam chasya Prashtam nijas samahitam
samahitam
tat tat kata vatas chasau kuryad vasam vrijesada. A devotee should always reside in the transcendental realm of Raja and always engage in Krishnam smaram janam chasya Prashtam, the remembrance of Sri Krishna and his beloved associates. By following in the footsteps of such associates and by entering under their eternal guidance, one can acquire an intense desire to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Again, Srila Rupa Goswami states in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Seva Sadaka Rupena Siddha Rupena Chatrahi Tathava Lipsuna Karya Raja Loka Anusa Krita. Quote, in the transcendental realm of Raja, Raja Dhamma, one should serve the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna with a feeling similar to that of his associates, and one should place himself under the direct guidance of a particular associate of Krishna and should follow in his footsteps. This method is applicable both in the stage of sadhana, spiritual practices,
We should not think that we are not qualified and we will be out of maya, illusory maya, we will be liberated. Then we can do like this. No. He is especially telling in the stage of what?
Sadhana.
What sadhana? Sadhana bhakti. From Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. From when he was initiated? From beginning. But we don't care for this. We should try to develop our Krishna consciousness. This is the mission. So we should do like this, following these things. And if you are following all these things, then we can never be in always in lower classes. We'll have to develop our Krishna consciousness from Kanishta to Madhyam, Madhyam to Uttam. And what is that? This Krishna praying to serve Krishna, Prasad Nityananda Prabhupada Gaurichandra.
This method is applicable both in the stage of sadhana, spiritual practices executed while in the stage of bondage, and in the stage of...
What is it? Yeah, stage of bondage means?
Conditions, soul.
Know all these facts. It is not for liberated. They are liberated and they have all these things. Why to? They have nothing to practice. The practice is only for us from beginning to bhavavastha. So he is not telling about bhavastha, but he is telling very lower classes of bondage. Whether we have krodh, kaam, lust, everything we have in this state. As soon as, as much as bhakti will come, our mind will be purified, our heart will be purified. Otherwise, we will have to do first, evacuate our heart, given up all these things, and then bhakti will do. In lakhs and lakhs births we cannot do. So as much as we will chant, as much as we can associate with superior Vaishnavas, remembering Krishna pastimes, always reading, always honoring Vaishnava, always serving Holy Master, and try to touch the teaching and heart of our beloved Gurudev, we can be. Bhakti will come and it will drive away all these things, bad things, opposite things, and we will qualify. This is the mission. Perhaps time is over.
Yeah. So,
I'm so glad to come here and to pay respect and pushpanjali in the lotus feet of the Shikshaguru.